الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، سلام قولا من رب رحيم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: يا أيها الناس أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام، أو كما تدخلوا الجنة بالسلام، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected ulama, brothers and elders, since we are at the doorstep of Ramadan and we are not sure tonight people will be looking for the crescent, for the hilal, and Allah knows best whether we will sight the crescent of Ramadan or whether it will not be sighted, thereby the first Taraweeh Salah taking place on Saturday night. But whatever the case may be, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, what we do know is that we are in very close proximity to an extremely blessed month of Ramadan. And this month of Ramadan, I am sure that most of us have already heard something about it. Our respected ulama and the different khatibs, etc., in the few weeks leading up to Ramadan and within the month of Ramadan as well, generally the topic is with regards to how we can maximize in this month of Ramadan, how we can take the most blessings from this month, and how we can make this month a means of attaining the objective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained it upon us, which is to gain taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, generally most of these bayanat, we have already heard something regarding this, or we have read something regarding this. So I thought that instead of just mentioning the same thing which others who are much more qualified than me have already mentioned, instead of looking at things on a macro level, where we are looking at so many different aspects, let us rather look on a micro level, where we zoom into one aspect which is not directly related to the month of Ramadan, but there is a strong link, and inshallah, in the ensuing minutes, I will try and explain what is the link to the month of Ramadan. And that is one very important aspect which we find in our deen, something which is very, very, very general, something which should be a part of us at many different times in the day, something which we should be practicing upon when interacting with people, when interacting with Muslims of all different stratas of the society. And that is the gift that Allah has given us, the special gift of salam, the greeting of salam. This greeting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon this Ibn Adam, upon the nation of Adam alayhi salam, upon the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, indeed it is a very great and noble greeting that Allah has given us. First of all, if we just have to compare this greeting to the greetings of the other people, to the greetings of the kuffar, etc., then what a world of difference. We will find that they will say hello or hi. What is the meaning of hello or hi? Saubona. Whatever it is that you may say, there's not much meaning to it. It's just a greeting. There's nothing really behind it. Or we may say good morning, good evening, good afternoon. There we can say, okay, there is some well-wishing there, but it's very restricted. May you have a good morning. Firstly, they take out God out of the equation, and after that, it's just for the morning or the evening or the afternoon. But if we look at this greeting of salam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained upon us, then we find that this greeting contains such beauty in it. As-salamu alaykum. May the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. Wa rahmatullahi, and may the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. Wa barakatuh, and may the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. This is free of any time, free of any particular place, but rather it is a supplication for the person, and it is also mentioning the words, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated something to the effect that As-Salamu ismu min asma'illahi ta'ala wada'ahu Allahu fil ard فإذا فأفشوا السلام بينكم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الأدب المفرد بإمام بخاري رحمه الله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said that salam is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we even read the 99 names of Allah, you will find wa ta'ala has placed this name in the earth. So spread the salam amongst you. There are so many dimensions to the salam, but do we give it the due importance that it deserves? We should understand that this salam is so noble that not only does it take place between human beings, but rather salam comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Salam comes from the angels, salam comes from the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and salam takes place between human beings. We see that the noble wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she once, Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he told him something to the effect that Khadija radiallahu anha is on her way to you, and she's coming with some stew or some food or some drink. And when she comes to you, then convey to her salam from her Rabb. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salam to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then Jibreel also added in from his own side, he said, that and convey to her salam from my side as well. And then, وَبَشِّرْهَا بِبَيْتٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ قَصَبٍ لَا صَخَبَ فِيهَا وَلَا نَصَبُ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And then he said that, and give her glad tidings of a palace in Jannah made of hollowed pearls, in which there is no tiredness and fatigue, and in which there is no rowdiness and disturbance. So then also we find Jibreel alayhi salam, we said it comes from the angels as well. Jibreel alayhi salam has also once given salam to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, whereupon Aisha radiallahu anha replied to that salam. And we find that amongst the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam as well, we find that Musa alayhi salam in the Suratul Kahf, where the incident between Musa and Khidr or Khadir alayhi salam is mentioned, then when Musa alayhi salam met Khadir alayhi salam, then we find that he also made salam in the Suratul Kahf, which we should also give importance to. And now that we come into Ramadan, let us try and make a habit of always being punctual and reciting Suratul Kahf on a Friday. It is a means of our protection, and with all the fitnas and trials and tribulations around us, Suratul Kahf serves as a protection from this fitan and from the great fitna of Dajjal as well. So let us try, now that we are coming towards the month of Ramadan, this is the last Friday before Ramadan, let us make a firm intention that each and every one of us will recite Suratul Kahf every Jumu'ah, and within the month of Ramadan, and inshallah through the barakah and blessings of this month, we will also get the tawfiq inshallah to recite it throughout the year. So in Suratul Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding Musa alayhi salam's meeting with Khadir alayhi salam. So in the hadith explaining that there, it explains that Musa alayhi salam came across a man who was wrapped up in a robe, bithawbin musajja. And this man, Musa alayhi salam, made salam to him. And Khadir alayhi salam, obviously the people around him were probably not Muslims, so he was surprised to hear someone make salam. So he said that, do you have salam in your land? And then after that, Musa alayhi salam explained to him that he is Musa, also a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that even amongst the Anbiya, this salam took place. This salam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it may seem something very trivial, or it may seem something very small, but it is not, as I have explained, that it comes from the side of Allah, from the angels, from the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And we don't understand the effect that this salam can have to bring about unity, to bring about mahabba and love between the community and between the entire ummah at large. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in one hadith, he stated something to the effect that لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا, that none of you will enter Jannah until you believe, and none of you will truly believe until you love one another, until the mu'mineen love one another. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave a special prescription of how we can love one another. What will create mahabba and love between one another? In today's time, we find so much of hatred, so much of animosity, so much of envy, so much of bad feelings between our Muslim brothers, between our Muslim sisters. If we look at this prescription directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-sadiq al-masduq, the most truthful Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find that what is the solution that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? He said, أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Should I not show you such an action that if you do it, Allah subhanahu you will love one another. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread the salam amongst you. And we may ask that how is this related to the month of Ramadan? Well, this salam that Allah has given us is something by means of spreading it, we are also expressing the quality and the trait of those who are generous. And we know in the month of Ramadan, there is great emphasis on generosity, on al-jood, for a person to be generous, for a person to be giving. We know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of all people. In one hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu narrates something to the effect, and Ibn Abbas qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajwadun nas. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of all people. وَأَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلِ. And the most generous of all times in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed generosity, at that point where his generosity was at a peak, was at a climax, it was in the month of Ramadan, when Jibreel alayhi salam would meet him. وَكَانَ جِبْرِيلْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ كَانَ يَلْقَاهُ مَعَهُ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانِ. And Jibreel alayhi salam would meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on every night of Ramadan. فَيُدَارِسُ وَالْقُرْآنِ. And he would revise the Qur'an with Jibreel alayhi salam. Imagine every year Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would revise the entire Qur'an with Jibreel alayhi salam. And the last year before he passed away, he revised it twice. So we understand also that it's an important sunnah to make a khatam of the Qur'an. And we should ensure that we give importance to our 20 raka'ats Taraweeh Salah in Jamaat, in congregation, whilst making a khatam diligently. And after the khatam is made, if we have made a khatam in 10 nights or 15 nights, etc., we should still be diligent and punctual on attending the 20 rakats Taraweeh Salah of every night of the month of Ramadan. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be most generous in the month of Ramadan. Ibn Abbas radiallahu says at the end that at that time day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be ajwadu bil khayri min ar-rih al-mursala. He would be more generous than a fast blowing wind. That is how generous Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be in the month of Ramadan. And we find that this salam is a means of one expressing generosity. Generosity is not only that a person takes out monetary funds, that a person takes out rands or dollars and gives it in the path of Allah. That is also a great part of generosity. But showing your Muslim brother a smiling face, that is also part of generosity. Showing a person good character, that is also part of generosity. Showing a person good treatment, looking after the poor, looking after the elderly, etc., that is also part of generosity. And salam is also part of generosity. And this is something that we must understand. If we are generous, then we will make salam to all and sundry. But if we are miserly, then we will not make salam to all and sundry. And we should introspect within ourselves. Many a time we find the case where we don't bother to make salam to certain groups of people, to certain sectors of society. We only make salam to those who we know, or we only make salam to those who are in the upper class, or we only make salam to the ulama, etc. And those who we feel are below us, or those who are our dependents, those who are our subordinates, we don't bother to make salam to them. This is something which is very grave in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, he mentions that أَبْخَلُ النَّاسِ مَنْ بَخِلَ بِالسَّلَامِ. The most miserly, the most niggardly, the most stingy person is that person who is miserly with regards to salam. And he says, وَالْمَغْبُونُ مَنْ لَمْ يَرُدُّهُ. And the loser is that person who does not reply to salam. Because we know to make salam is sunnah and a great sunnah. But to reply to a person who has made salam to you is compulsory. It's wajib upon you to reply to that salam. So even Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that the person who's a loser is that person who doesn't reply to the salam. And then he says that if you have to pass by a tree and it separates you, and after you pass by the tree, you meet your brother on the other side. If you are able to greet him first, then do so. That was the extent that the Sahaba had, that if they would pass by a tree, they were walking together, or they saw the person, but they passed by a tree for that small separation. When they got together again, they would try and make salam again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to do so as well. So this equality of salam is a quality of generosity. But the currency that we need to possess in order to make the salam common amongst us is not rands and dollars or pounds. The currency that we need is the currency of humility. If we have this currency of humility within us, then we will be able to easily make salam to all and sundry, to every Muslim brother who we meet. But if we do not have this currency of humility within us, then we will find that we will look at it to be something very difficult, something hard to make salam to people who we don't know. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also stated in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also stated in one hadith that inna min ashrati as-sa'ah ay yusallim ar-rajul inna min ashrati as-sa'ati ay yusallim ar-rajul 'ala ar-rajul la yusallimuhu illa lil-ma'rifah kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. That one of the signs of Qiyamah is that a person will only make salam to another due to acquaintance, due to him knowing that person. So what we understand, and sometimes what we also think, is that salam is for those who I know. But rather Rasulullah is saying that that is a sign of Qiyamah, that we only make salam to those who we know. Rather salam should be something which is for every single Muslim, whoever he may be, wherever he may come from, etc. A few etiquettes with regards to salam. When we make salam, we should ensure that we try and make it in an audible voice so that the person can hear. Secondly, we should also ensure that when we make salam, we should not disturb a person who is, for example, reciting the Quran, or a person who is busy in another conversation. Then at that time, it is not needed to make salam. If a person is occupied in something else, then you will leave him and carry on. But if you see that the person has the opportunity to make salam, then a person should try and do so. And if it is possible that we shake hands with the person, then that is from the completion of salam, as it comes in one hadith, something to the effect that from the completion of tahiyyah, from the completion of the greeting, is that a person shakes hands. And we know also there's also a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated something to the effect that that person, that Muslim who greets another Muslim and shakes hands with him, then before his hands part ways, then his sins fall away from his hands. So this is one of the great benefits of shaking hands. Like that, there are so many other virtues of salam, and there are so many other dimensions to the salam, how it creates social cohesion between the community, and how it creates a community of people who are able to get along with one another, a community of people who are able to converse with one another. That's breaking the ice, and the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us these beautiful aspects of our deen over 1,400 years ago, whereas today people are teaching us about public interactions and how to interact with people and how to bring about social harmony in a community, etc. Whereas all of this has been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us understand that this salam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and gifted to us, we should make the maximum of it, and we should take every opportunity to make salam. And we should also understand that this is also a part of generosity. And in the month of Ramadan, many of us, alhamdulillah, we increase in our generosity, we increase in our charity, in our spending on our family, etc. This is also one means of doing so. Similarly, when we go into the house, sometimes we feel people we see all the time, it's not necessary to make salam to them. When we enter the house, the direct command in the Quran Majid that وَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبًا. That when you enter the houses, then make salam upon yourselves. تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, as a greeting from the side of Allah. مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبًا. And Allah describes the salam as something which is mubarak and something which is tayyib, something which is blessed and something which is full of goodness. And in a like manner, with our family members, with our acquaintances, with our workers, etc., let us ensure that we always make this salam with the intention that this, with this Ramadan, we will implement this one simple action. And why I chose to speak about something which is relatively easy for us to implement in our lives is because many a times we hear so many different things, and then we get inspired in the bayan. When we leave the bayan, then we say, inshallah, we'll implement it, and nothing gets implemented. It's important for us to implement all of the things that were mentioned by different ulama, etc. But this is one simple thing that when we get up from here, we will be able to implement it. If we just make a little effort, we will be able to implement it immediately. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to bring this beautiful quality in our lives. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to have a blessed Ramadan, taking the most amount of blessings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the sufferings of the Muslim Ummah around the globe and make it easy for the people of Gaza and the people of all the different places in the world where they are suffering, so that they can also have a joyous Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.